Zen is about conquering self, a way to maintain balance and harmony by moving with, not against, the energy. The idea, in a true Zen sense, is to be the center of the universe, no matter where you are or the circumstances you find yourself within. And the source of your inner power is Qi, an invisible life force within us all. Those following a Zen path learn to focus Qi energy with meditation, visualization, mindset, and practice. Zanzen is Zen meditation, or sitting and allowing yourself to become aware of awareness itself. In a Zen monastery, Zanzen is performed in the Zendo, a special meditation hall. Practitioners sit upon a pillow in the full lotus position and remain perfectly still while allowing their thoughts to come to rest. Just as a pool of muddy water will eventually clear when undisturbed, your mind will eventually clear of thoughts when you stop stirring it with incessant mental chatter. When a person first begins to practice Zanzen, they may find it difficult, but with practice, the correct posture, the right mental attitude, and proper breathing, everything comes into balance. Now, since you're not going to be meditating in a monastery, I'm going to talk about different postures and different styles of meditation. Then, the Zanzen session, session number 12, can be used to meditate in any form you desire. But I want to begin with classic Zanzen instructions, as they can be best adapted to meditating at home alone. First, find a quiet, uncluttered place to meditate, and try to assure that you won't be interrupted. Early morning or evening will usually present fewer interruptions, and your physical and mental energies will be more centered. Loose clothing is necessary because you don't want to constrict your body in any way, especially in any way that could make breathing difficult. For classic Zanzen, you need a cushion to sit upon. The thicker the cushion, the longer you'll be able to comfortably sit. In a Zendo, the students usually sit for many hours a day, sometimes for weeks at a time, so they need a thick, soft cushion. If you're only going to sit for 20 or 30 minutes, the thickness won't be of great concern. To start, I'd suggest that you just take a cushion off your couch, if this is appropriate. If you can, put your legs in a full lotus position. This is a matter of crossing your legs so that the soles of your bare feet tilt upwards. To do this correctly, you must tuck your legs in deeply. The idea is to properly set your legs so they won't move out of position. When sitting, your spine is to be straight. If you move your legs, your body's center will become crooked, causing you to become unbalanced. Zazen is a form of yoga, and you don't want to go against your muscle structure. Proper sitting will help you to avoid this, although you may experience some initial pain until you adjust to the posture and have your legs tucked in deeply. If your legs are crossed loosely, it won't work. Tuck them as far up to your thighs as possible. Then, push out your lower abdomen as far as you can. Straighten your backbone and stretch up toward the ceiling. You want your spine straight and your posture erect but comfortable. Once you're straight in the proper position, your blood vessels, nerves, and organs will be able to function freely. You want to look like a general on horseback in front of your army. Many meditators begin by gently rocking in an arc from side to side, slowly diminishing this action until they feel mentally and physically balanced and centered. Your hands should rest close to your abdomen, palms up, left hand on top of your right, with your thumbs touching lightly. there should be a bit of tension in your hands. Your thumbs touching to form a horizontal line with neither a mountain nor a valley. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through slightly parted lips. This helps you to maintain the moisture in your mouth. Okay. Now, tuck in your chin and focus your chi, your breath, in your tandem, which is a little below your navel and about an inch and a half inside. This is the center of your sympathetic nervous system as well as your psychic and spiritual center. Tandem cultivation is closely related to breath and mind intent for the development of chi. The next step is to quietly exhale, focusing your concentration on exhaling from your tandem. Focus upon your tandem and imagine that you're steadily breathing your breath from there, pulling your belly in as you exhale. Exhale for as long as possible, and when you think your breath is all the way out, exhale a little more, pushing the breath further out and further out, causing your belly to go flat. Then, allow yourself to inhale naturally, allowing your belly to expand. Don't suck in your breath. Just allow the natural inflow, which assures that there will be no tension in your shoulders. And when the breath is all the way in, repeat the process of exhaling. Now allow your eyes to halfway close and go out of focus while gazing about 3 feet in front of your knees. Initially, check out your body for tension spots, and if you find any, mentally send relaxing suggestions into that part of your body. Make sure your jaw is relaxed. Then, settle in. Allow your abdominal muscles to relax and focus upon your lower belly, acting like a bellows, filling and emptying with each breath. Allow your breathing to become deep, natural, effortless. Detach. Focus on your breathing, nothing else. Be undisturbed within, and begin to count your breath. As you exhale, count number 1. Count your inhalation as number 2, and your next exhalation as number 3, and so on until you reach number 10. Then, start over again with number 1. Repeat this counting over and over. The breathing and this act quickly alters your consciousness. Don't be surprised that outside thoughts will come into your mind, and the thoughts will generate emotions. As they arise, you may feel anger, anxiety, resentment, which can affect your breathing and produce tension. But if you resist the thoughts, you'll simply generate more. So recognize the thought, observe it without judgment, and tell yourself that you'll deal with it later. Then, redirect your focus back to counting, beginning again at number 1. Now, this is important. By fully focusing your attention upon counting your breaths, you push aside the outside thoughts. And by starting over each time a thought pops into your mind, you condition your mind to become quiet. Many people have to meditate for weeks before they can count all the way to 10, without an outside thought intruding. But keep at it. Don't expect instant results. You're learning a new skill and developing your concentration and chi power. It's important to sit regularly, ideally every single day, even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes. This is much better than sitting for 2 or 3 hours every once in a while. Once you've developed the ability to count your breaths and fully concentrate, you'll have developed a true one-pointedness of mind. At this time, in a Zen center or monastery, the master might give you a koan, a Zen riddle to focus upon while meditating. But an audio program doesn't allow for the feedback necessary for koan study. So, you can continue to keep your mind still, or you can use the meditation in other ways, which I'll describe. This is the basis of Zazen, Zen meditation. Most people do Zazen in a totally quiet environment, so you'll be on your own if you decide to practice this form of meditation. The more you meditate, the faster you'll bring up your chi power.